Last night we were in Boston as the Celtics continued their hopes of keeping their season alive, and the Knicks mailed in or failed at an opportunity to close out the Boston Celtics. And I do have a lot of regrets for the way I acted. And it wasn't necessarily towards you, Tommy, because that's part of the game. I am going to put a camera in your face and ask you how you're feeling. Did that in Philadelphia, and it was fine. My issue with myself is that I got way too into cheering for the Celtics. And
also, you feel dirty right now.
I feel very dirty. And like as it was happening, you ever have one of those out-of-body experiences, like you're doing something, and you know it's wrong, but it just feels so good. and you're like, I'm not going to stop. And I think the difference between Philly, where I didn't do that, like Tommy will tell you, I put the camera in his face, but I didn't like, Joel Embiid's my guy. Like,
right,
I didn't
but you also were around a lot of Knicks fans.
I think that's the difference. Mm. So I think in Philly, I felt like it was 50-50.
You're chameleon.
It was easy.
You fit in where you get in.
I was sitting next to so many just typical Boston Celtic fans, which would normally ignore me. Or not ignore me, bother me.
Right, right.
But we're so on the same page that I started cheering for the Celtics. I put the little towel they gave out over my head like I was John Cena. I was saying, let's go Celtics. I was doing all of the things that as a New Yorker, I'm ashamed of.
You disgust me, Evan.
I disgust myself.
Can't even look at you right now.
No, I get it.
I'm surprised Tommy didn't get up and leave.
Well,
go find Carrie and sit with her instead.
The reason Tommy didn't get up and leave is because we got some damn good seats.
That's a good point.
We didn't mess around. So from that standpoint, to my fellow New Yorker, I'm sorry. And I think that the moment got too much, and my hatred for the Knicks got too much. And it's one thing to root against the Knicks, which I do, and I have no apologies about. But it was one thing to be as pro-Celtic as I turned into, and I will never make that mistake again. So I am deeply sorry, Sean. Can you forgive me as a non-Knick fan, but just as a New Yorker?
Yeah, I mean, I think your behavior was totally fine last night. I think it was completely fine.
It wasn't totally fine.
Totally fine. I mean, Evan, I just take you play it to a place in this town when Kevin Durant's foot was on the line, how some people acted like pigs, and, you know, you had to deal with that.
But you know what? Sean, I disagree with you. So
okay.
I understand that Sal wore a Celtic jersey. I get that. I can never do that. And so I wouldn't want to do that.
Do you want to be above that?
Well, it's not something I ever want to do.
Okay.
Dressing as a leprechaun is very different, so I hope to do that. But I didn't want to become a Boston guy. And for 2 hours last night, I was. Look, and I'm ashamed of myself. As soon as I got to the hotel, I took a shower. Not only because I had a bad case of, you know, I had to go to the bathroom, but I felt dirty about the whole thing.
And that's the problem with going to watch two teams you don't like. I had this side with the Knicks last year when Faux Cheeks came in and tried to punch us. Suddenly, I hated the city of Philadelphia beyond belief. But we did reveal one thing, Evan. I'm glad you acted like that.
Yeah.
Because there's a million things, and if you haven't seen it, go at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter to a not suitable for work video where he absolutely crushed you with a million F-bombs.
A lot of inappropriate words.
A lot of inappropriate.
I think he said something about my genitalia, which I was like, how is he doing that?
But like everybody fell for all that part of his little video. But yeah. I think the biggest revelation to me that would not have happened if you didn't act that way is that for the first time in a long time since the show launched specifically, he was willing to pull out his credit card and pay for something. He said, I might as well have, quote, pulled out my bleeping credit card, gave it to him to go to the gift shop and buy a Larry Bird jersey.
Wow.
So after you bought the tickets, or everything that went into it, we found out that there is a line Tommy's willing to cross where he is willing to pay for something expensive for you.
Well, but he didn't.
You made him that angry.
But you didn't buy, did you buy me anything last night? I had ice cream, but I'm not sure if you bought it or Paulie bought it.
So the plan was, and I gave Paul Rosenberg, who works here and drove me up there, very specific instructions. I said, dinner is on me. I don't want anything. I'm watching the game. I'm focused. I don't want to eat.
I respect that. That's my game, too, by the way.
Get what you want.
Yep.
And get Evan the two hot dogs or whatever it is that Evan wants, a water, whatever. So I whipped out the plastic, you know, plastic man, Stacey Augman, gave it to him and said, it was very specific. Go get us food. This chooch comes back with one box with the chicken tenders and fries for himself and a soda. And I go, well, what the heck happened? And he goes, well, I didn't hear you say you wanted Evan to get dinner for Evan. I go, I gave you one specific job to do and you didn't do it. And I said, guess what? Take a picture of this. This is the one time I'm pulling the credit card out and you didn't execute it. Because I didn't want to go stand online with Celtic fans.
I don't have an issue with that. Yeah. I did have ice cream. Who bought the ice cream?
As far as I know, it was either a five-finger discount or...
So you ended up not buying me anything?
So I owe you. We're going. Well, no, well,
who
no, no.
The ice cream? Who brought you the ice cream?
Paul Rosenberg, who came with us.
So, but he must have bought it then.
So Tommy,
with Tommy's credit card.
So let me get this straight.
Check your credit card, David.
Let me just get this straight. Let me just. I want this all.
I do
in
because
my
of
head.
My wife. How many Amazon things?
I want this understood in my head. So I dropped a lot of money on me, you, and Rosie to go to a Knicks-Celtic game. Yeah. Not a game I even wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Knicks fan.
No, you're a Celtic fan. You were acting
well,
like one.
Well, I've already apologized for that. Okay. I shouldn't have acted
but
that
you
way.
Did enjoy yourself, though.
I ended up having a good time.
Okay.
All right? We all have a good time. You get so deeply offended by the way I act that you record a video that is so inappropriate with the things you said. After I buy you a ticket and you didn't even buy me an ice cream? So I'll make this very simple. Because I'm not mad.
I think
but
he
I'm
did
like,
buy you the ice cream.
No, I don't think so. Rosenberg, I think, did. He doesn't even know. I don't think he did buy me the ice
well,
cream.
Well, he didn't know what Rosenberg bought.
That's fine. All
he
I know.
He had Tommy's credit card. That,
well, that, or did he? Did he come back with the chicken fingers and hand you the credit card back?
Well, he said, do you want me to hold on to this credit card? I go, get the hell out of here. Give
so
me he my credit
okay.
card back.
So you didn't pay
so
for it.
Presumably, yeah.
So I'm going to treat you like my children. Okay? It's very, very simple. You got a choice. It's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
You could apologize for the inappropriate things you said about me. And I am such a forgiving guy. No questions asked, I'd say yes. But if you don't, the gravy train is over.
Mm.
I will never take you to another game. I will never buy tickets. Even a Met game. I don't think I would take you to that. And I'd still like you. You're still my friend. We can look past the inappropriate things you said about me because that's how guys talk to each other,
yeah.
Believe it or not. Usually when they're in their 20s, but me and Lugie have not grown out of it. So totally fine. Nothing personal. But the gravy train's done. And that's your choice. So you can decide now, hey, you know what? Screw it, Evan. I'm going to give up the gravy train because I want to stand by my inappropriate video. Or you could apologize and you know me. You know me very well about this. This is I'm a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
If you apologize.
You forgive.
I forgive immediately.
You're easy.
There are certain things that are unforgivable. That's certainly not that. That's fine. You're just a loud, crazy crybaby. Like, that's okay. I'm good with that. So it's your choice. And by the way, I'm not kidding. I have a very long memory.
Does he have to make this choice right this instant? Is this a right now choice?
He kind of does because I want to be fair about this.
Just because you apologize, now he needs to apologize.
I want to be fair about this. Tomorrow night is station ticket, so I have no kind of ability to take that away from you. But Sunday, I was bringing the show with tickets I received.
Mm.
That's gone. I wouldn't feel right giving a child more toys when they aren't appreciative. So again, not mad. I won't hold it against you other than you just lose that. You lose that ability. The random Met game, you can forget the NBA playoffs. Game 7, which I plan on going to if the Knicks are there,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to. I spoke to my wife about it. I'm in. Game 7, Knicks-Pacers, I'm going. You will not even be considered. So it's your choice.
Here's the problem.
Again, I'm not mad at you.
Yes.
You just have to make a decision.
Here's the problem. It comes off like I'm not appreciative of the tickets. And I thank my good buddy in the overnights, Chris McMonagle.
It comes across like that? Right. Well, how else would
because
it come
it
across?
Is like that?
Thank you, Tina.
Well, because, and I think, and he said this as well, is that you buy the tickets and you think you then have the power over us to do whatever you want.
Yes, but that is true.
Not true.
No, but it is.
No, it's
then
not.
Then I won't buy the ticket. Then it's problem solved.
But Evan.
Then I'll go by myself. It's not a big deal. Mm. But I did the same, because you're right, and this is good for history, Teak. You need to be aware of this. I brought Big Mac to a Yankee-Red Sox playoff game. He's 1,000% right. And did the same thing with videos. But Big Mac, while he didn't love it, understood, all right, the guy brought me to Boston. I drove him in that case. We had the tickets. It's a part of the deal. And he was able to, I think even all these years later, though they lost the game, say, you know what? I had a good time. That's fine. If you don't want it, it's gone. I'm not losing sleep over it.
I think the reference he said was, I'm Hansel, he's Gretel, and you're the, or I'm Gretel, whatever, and you're the witch. Where you say, I love you guys, but come here, like, even one thing, and I'll give you my answer in a second here.
Yeah.
About 4 minutes left in the game, here was the poison apple. Evan turns to me and he goes, boy, Lugie, you should leave. And I go, I was born on a day, and it wasn't yesterday. And now, number one, I'm not leaving. Number two, if I get up from that seat and leave, that video would have been out immediately. Mm-hmm. Every single digital department in the country would have had it. So he was trying to set me up. So it wasn't enough that he had to have me sit there and be miserable. He tried to set me up and embarrass me in front of everybody. It wasn't going to leave anyway.
You were a bad friend.
The poison apple.
So that part I won't apologize for because I swear to you, Teak, and I think you're going to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that I would leave a basketball game when it's mathematically over.
Yes, it was mathematically
over. It was mathematically over. I was parked in a garage, and Tommy and Rosie really wanted me to drive them back to their car, which was parked at a different location. And so
Which is probably smart.
Very smart.
Because it's probably impossible to get an Uber.
Absolutely. So right. I said to them, look, I'd like to leave. It's mathematically over. Let's go. And I even said to Tommy, I'm not going to hold this against you. It's mathematically over. I leave when it's mathematically over. It's okay. So he thought it was a setup. I promise you it wasn't. I wanted to get out of that lot. And guess what? We sat there for an extra half hour.
Speaking of, you want to tell the audience and Tiki and Sean the stunt you pulled after the game?
The stunt I pulled after the game.
Evan obviously tried to get us out early. I would not do that. I stayed till the final buzzer. But
yes.
Then we ran out of there like a bat out of hell.
Correct.
And Evan goes, all right, let's go to the parking garage. Let's get our car. We leave TD Bank Garden. We start walking towards the street area. We get to the street area, and Evan goes, oh, I think we got to go down an elevator. I go, down an elevator? We're in the middle of a street. So we then had to bang a Yui.
Yeah.
And here I am in all Nick gear, and you guys are IBO. You look like you just walked out of, you know, a narrow pastel. Yeah. So no one's going to pick on you. I had to walk into a sea of nothing but Celtic fans.
Yes.
Which lasted about 5 minutes.
Yes.
It was like the Scarlet Letter.
But Tommy, you have to understand something.
You pulled that. You knew what you were doing on that one.
You have such respect for my game that you think I'm in Boston. I don't know where the hell I am.
No. So we get.
I don't know where the lot is.
No, we finally get to the elevator, Teak, and I go, Ev, how did you not know where this was? Didn't you come from this in the beginning of the game?
Well, I did, but I almost threw up because I have motion sickness. And
he was lost.
He was just lost.
Yeah. How does this guy think I pulled all that?
Don't you know the golden rule of going into hostile environments? Know your way out. That's rule number one.
I know.
And I do that with any place I go. Know my way out.
And I try to know my way out.
And then beeline it.
But I just didn't. Like, think about it. I want to get out of that lot. I want to go home. Or in my case, back to the hotel.
Okay.
Do you really think I wanted to spend any more time? Even if it meant you going through more pain. Do you really think that I pulled that? I wanted to get to my car and leave. I wanted to record a Rico. I wanted to watch the rest of the Met game. Like, you have got some, like, brain. I give you credit. It's very creative.
You'd have been better off skipping that one.
No kidding. I got shut down. So none of that was planned.
So none of the ice cream that you were eating as we were getting, you know, blown out in the second half, and it was dripping all over my shoes and pants, and you were high-fiving with Rosie, and you were taking videos where there's a Celtic, you know, flag or whatever towel behind me. None of that. That was all just being friends, and you bought the tickets.
Yes.
So I'm basically your you-know-what for the night. Is that what it is? You can have your way with me.
Yes.
And then I cut a video where I'm frustrated. Oh, by the way, it's a 4-hour drive. We're driving home in a monsoon. You're at a Ritz-Carlton in Boston. More power to you.
Thank you. That's all good.
It was
a very classless video. I actually felt bad for you. Mm. I was like, he uses curse words all the time.
Yeah.
He said things like, I can't even repeat about me. It was just inappropriate.
He's a defeated fan. He feels very frustrated by you, aggrieved. And, you know, he just needed to vent.
And that's why.
It's what the millennials do these days.
And that's why it's not a big deal. That's why I said, just give me an apology and I will continue the gravy train. But if you don't want to apologize, it's over.
Sean wants to say something.
I do, because I think on top of the apology is also something else. Now that we have him in the moment, I think he needs to admit.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in a car with Tommy Lugar where he has one of these videos that he's reacting to something.
Yeah.
Tommy, how many takes did it take you to do that video?
That was the first take.
No,
it wasn't. Which means he dropped multiple F-bombs about you. I'm going to guess about 7 different times before he got it where his cheeks looked
right. Also, why wouldn't you record the video while I was driving you back to your car?
Coward.
Like, you could have done it in front of me, and then I would have said, wow, that was inappropriate. I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want, but the gravy train ends tonight.
Because you would have kicked him out of the car?
Maybe. Or maybe I would have been like, all right, that's fine. Like, same thing I'm doing now, which is, it's fine, but the train's over. So, your call, your decision. I will not hold it against you either way. I'm good. The gravy train continues, which would include going to the Subway Series Sunday and possibly another Knick playoff game, or it's over forever. And literally forever, because I write this stuff down. I don't forget. And I don't know if the apology works in 5 days. It works today. So, this is your moment. This is your chance. And then we can all move on with our lives. Go ahead.
Okay. I apologize for using inappropriate behavior last night and putting that on social media.
They're very good. That's it. That's all I needed. Because your feelings can be the same, but it's the language. It was inappropriate. Kids are watching. Just
are they?
Very inappropriate.
Are they?
Oh, I played it for my kids on the way to school this morning.
Tommy, I accept your apology.
What not to do, children.
That's right. And also, next time I do take you to a game, be just appreciative. Give me like a thank you.
No. You were out. You were out, and then you dragged yourself back in there.
What'd I say? Just give me a thank you.
You made me grovel at your feet like you're a king because you know, whatever, I want it on the arm. I want the freebie. I want to go Sunday. I want to go to games, and I believe you. If I'm out, I'm out. I sat here and swallowed up whatever pride I have, and I apologized to you in front of millions of people, and then you couldn't just go to a caller or a commercial or a live read or to Tiki or to Sean. You had to go, but also,
okay,
can you be more appreciative?
Done. But, no apology, gravy chain's gone. We're good. It's fine. No more.
Evan, I'll see you Sunday night.
You're leaving. Did I not thank you several times when I left the car last night?
I just wanted a thank you in front of Tiki. Mm. Tiki knows how stressed I was
about
the tickets.
Did I not offer you the hot dog?
But you know, I know how stressed you probably were.
Yeah,
I know how stressed Tommy definitely was.
No, he was stressed.
He just watched his Knicks on a closeout opportunity get their asses kicked.